Wayne McCulloch was having a pop at you on Twitter. He was saying to others, you know, soft canvas and weight issues. Don't complain in the ring after the fight. Take the win. Suck it up, he says. And then in another tweet, Wayne tweeted, excuses, excuses.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know what Wayne's problem is, to be honest. I've always said that McCulloch has been a hero of mine. Growing up as a kid, he was someone who I admired and looked up to. But recently, and it's not only for this fight, but recently he said a few things and about me personally. I don't know what his problem is, but I don't know. Maybe jealous. I don't know. I don't know. You would have to ask him. But I don't really pay too much attention to Wayne anymore.
Does it hurt when there's someone who you looked upon as a hero having a pop at you publicly?
It was a wee bit annoying at the time, but if you let them things, you know, there's been a lot of sort of negative, not a lot of negativity, there's been a bit of negativity thrown my way, obviously because it wasn't one of the greatest performances, but the support has far outweighed the negativity. So, you know, if you let that sort of stuff affect you, then you wouldn't get out of bed in the morning. So, you know, I just get on with it. I don't really care. It annoyed me a bit at the time. But
why did it annoy you?
Just because he's someone who I respected so much. Lost a bit of respect for him now. But it just did. It just annoyed me. Someone who you looked up to, having a go. You know, he said it. It's been done, but and now well, you know, I just got on with it.
He also said on Twitter, I haven't fought him, and this was the Mexican he was talking about, but the guy's not known as a puncher.
Yeah. Well, Wayne forgets that he fought a guy called Daniel Zaragoza and got beat by him. He was a good fighter, but he fought him about 2 months before his 40th birthday. And a 40-year-old boxing at super bantamweight, which is its own 10, it's usually the heavier guys go on a bit longer, so... that's probably the equivalent of a 50-year-old heavyweight, you know, and he gets beat by him, so he forgets these things. He forgets also that he pulled out of a fight against Kiko Martinez, who I beat up twice. So, you know, he can say what he wants. I don't really care. He's out there in LA doing his thing, and he can say what he wants, really. I think he's just trying to get back in the limelight. I don't know.